We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. Homeowners are warned to brace for more mortgage pain with further interest rate hikes imminent as unacceptably high inflation fuels a cost of living crisis. Soaring electricity, travel, accommodation, food and housing costs drove inflation to 7.8% in the last year, the highest since 1990, with prices expected to remain higher for longer. Despite many believing inflation has peaked, economists have widely tipped the Reserve Bank of Australia to increase interest rates by 25 points to 3.35% in February. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. Body image advocate Taryn Brumford has been named Australian of the Year 2023. The documentary maker is hoping to use her new national platform to help everyone accept their bodies for the well-being of the country. Three other Australians were also recognised with top awards, including human rights and social justice campaigner Tom Calmer, who co-led the co-design of a Voice to Parliament initiative and was crowned Senior Australian of the Year. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
An elderly man charged with damaging Guy Sebastian's fence claims he was merely trying to widen the access to his property so he could wheel in medical equipment for his terminally ill wife. 66-year-old Philip Hanslow was charged on Monday after an alleged altercation with the singer outside their neighbouring Maroubra homes. Mr. Hanslow, a builder who has lived beside Sebastian for 10 years, is accused of damaging a fence between the two Torrington Road properties, as well as stalking the singer with intent to cause harm. And in sport, the Sydney Swans have been given a multi-million dollar weapon to help close what co-captain Dane Ramp calls a clear gap on their premiership rivals. A grand final thrashing by Geelong was a sad end to an otherwise very successful year for coach John Longmire's emerging team, which exceeded most expectations to reach the decider. The Swans have added motivation heading into the new year, with Lance Franklin almost certainly playing his final season in the AFL. Those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.